Welcome back to NewsRamp Health, Fitness and Wellness for Monday evening, April 20th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Why Cardiodiagnostics Holdings CDIO is one to watch. Cardiodiagnostics Holdings CDIO is gaining attention for its innovative approach to cardiovascular disease prevention, detection, and management. By integrating epigenetics, genetics, and artificial intelligence, the company aims to provide a comprehensive view of cardiovascular health. This strategic focus sets CDIO apart in the medical technology industry, making it one to watch for investors seeking advancements in precision medicine. Solugenix SNGX strengthens pipeline as European Commission grants SGX-945 orphan status. Solugenix strengthens its pipeline as the European Commission grants orphan drug designation to SGX-945 for Behçet's disease. This recognition validates the therapy's potential in the rare disease space, highlighting Solugenix's commitment to addressing urgent patient needs. Solugenix-945, based on duzgetide, is positioned to make a significant impact with the orphan drug designation in the EU, encouraging the development of treatments for rare diseases.
BioMed News breaks, Solugenix Inc. highlights patient-centric drug development strategy through reformulation approach. Solugenix Inc. is prioritizing patient-centric drug development by focusing on reformulation strategies. CEO Christopher J. Christie. Schaber discusses how adapting therapies to better suit patients' daily lives can improve access and adherence. By shifting toward a practical subcutaneous approach, the company aims to address operational challenges and enhance long-term adoption. This approach reflects a broader industry trend towards balancing efficacy with convenience and patient experience.
BioMed News breaks. Origenix Inc. NYSE American, OGEN, reports early dosing progress in Phase 2A trial of intranasal concussion therapy. Origenix Inc. NYSE American, OGEN, has reported early dosing progress in its Phase 2A clinical trial for intranasal concussion therapy. Two patients have been enrolled, with 8 doses administered so far. The trial, evaluating ONP-002 for mild traumatic brain injury, is ongoing at Mackay Base Hospital in Australia. Origenix aims to address the unmet need for FDA-approved pharmacological treatments in this market.
BioMed News breaks, Addictext Inc. subsidiary featured in Nature Journal study on breast cancer biomarkers. Addictext Inc.'s precision oncology subsidiary, Ignite Proteomics, was featured in a study published in NPJ Precision Oncology, highlighting the efficacy of quantitative HER2-related assays in predicting treatment outcomes for metastatic breast cancer patients. The study, published in a Nature journal, showcased Ignite's reverse phase protein array platform as a valuable tool for improving treatment selection in oncology. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
BioMed Newsbreaks: Lantern Pharma schedules FDA Type C meeting for Harmonic trial amendments. Lantern Pharma schedules a Type C meeting with the FDA in mid-May 2026 to discuss protocol amendments for its Phase 2 Harmonic trial evaluating LP-300 in non-small cell lung cancer. The changes include focusing on EGFR exon 21 L858R patients, shifting to a single-arm study design, and extending treatment cycles based on promising clinical data. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News breaks, Helus Pharma TM CBOECA HLP CEO steps down, Eric So named interim chief executive office. Helles Pharma TM CBOE CA HLP CA Michael Kola, with Eric So stepping in as interim CEO. The board requested Kola's resignation to facilitate a smooth leadership transition. So, the co-founder and executive chairman will lead the company while the search for a permanent CEO is underway. Helles Pharma remains focused on advancing its clinical pipeline and creating long-term value for patients and shareholders.
OcuMedix reports improvement in 6-month first-in-human results, meaningful improvements in patient quality of life. OcuMedix reports significant improvement in 6-month first-in-human results, showcasing better vision performance exceeding expectations. Patients reported life-changing results from lens implantations, enhancing their quality of life. The company's technology validation reinforces the expected performance of their accommodating intraocular lens. With ongoing momentum, OcuMedix continues to enhance lens design in manufacturing and testing phases. A webinar is scheduled for April 22, 2026 at 4 p.m. ET. Register at www.ocumedix.com/webinar.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.